The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hello, friends. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Todd Mitchell, ready to take your phone calls on this edition of What's On Your Mind by dialing us up. That's how we take your phone call. You have to dial us up at 800-228-0550. Put that right there in your speed dial, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. Here's what we have for our guest today on the program. We'll tell you about that quickly and then a couple of our topics. Let's see here. Williston Mayor Ward Kozer will be here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about how the city plans to deal with rising rent prices. Look forward to that. We're going to do a trooper talk next hour. And by the way, just to back to the rising rent prices, you may remember we told you about some city commission discussions recently in which some residents of Williston came to the city commission and said, you need to do something. One of the suggestions was to ask the attorney general what they could do. So they were working on that. And so we'll just visit with the mayor a little bit about realistically what can happen. One great thing about Mayor Kozer is he's very much a glasses half full kind of mayor rather than lament challenges that come from oil and gas development. He's one to talk about, you know, look, we recognize the problem, but here's what's being done to solve it. And so I'm looking forward to that conversation, getting his take on it. And then we will do trooper talk next hour. Memorial Day is a week from today. A lot of folks be hitting the road. It's a busy, summer travel season. We want to make sure you just, remember to use every single precaution out there. I think back to some recent statistics that talked about the number of fatal crashes being up. And our friends from the Highway Patrol saying, we're the reason. So we're going to talk about that with Trooper Talk today. And any comments you have about rules of the road or concerns you have, suggestions, anything you want to ask the trooper, good time to do it on Trooper Talk next hour today on the program as well. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Big week for the Petroleum Council. We'll be broadcasting a good lion's share of our programs this week from the Bismarck Civic Center, site of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. I mean, the amount of resources there, and by the way, it starts early tomorrow over at the Ramcota with those Bakken education sessions. The resources they have for those are phenomenal. It's free of charge. It is a great, if you read about it, you watch it, you hear about it, but you really want to learn yourself, get some of the facts, take those in, and then that just sparks a whole, just a treasure trove of great information that'll be happening starting tomorrow and continuing through Thursday for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and, of course, energy security for America as well. NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more. All right. One story I want to talk about. This happened on Friday, and I know Todd and Eugene touched on this Friday on the program, and that is a protest at the University of North Dakota. About one report said dozens. I guess some said about 100, but a small group of folks were protesting the T-shirts that showed up at a non-university event recently worn by some students, not all by students, but anyway, what some have called a racially insensitive T-shirt. I still don't buy that it was racially insensitive. I think it was just stupid T-shirt, but I think we're a little too quick to jump up and down and claim racism. But anyway, so this protest organized by some folks on campus on UND turned into an interesting demand on the university. And if you haven't heard about this, I want to share with you what they have requested of the university and get your reaction to it. Emmy Scott, a former president of the Indian Studies Association, a student group there, said that she is demanding the university select a new nickname and also that the university forbid students from wearing clothing or other gear bearing the Fighting Sioux name and logo. Some people, including Indian students and the NCAA, consider them offensive. The university forced to retire both at the end of 2012, well known, but the nickname and logo remain common throughout the community. Well, of course, they're part of history. UND President Robert Kelly responded in front of the gathered crowd, saying he's committed to solving the university's insensitivity problem. I accept these requests on behalf of the university and also pledge that we will continue to work with you evenly together in reaching a resolution. He said he would not tell students what to wear, however. Scott said, this former head of the Indian Studies Association, said if the university doesn't meet the demands, Indians throughout the state should persuade their tribal members not to attend UND and report incidents to federal agencies. Calling for the university to condemn the Fighting Sioux nickname instead of using the NCAA as a scapegoat, she said the university should restrict students from wearing clothing and other gear with the nickname and logo, and it should hold accountable students who wore the super drunk T-shirts. She said, I'm embarrassed to say I'm graduating from the University of North Dakota. Also called for sensitivity training workshops for incoming students and the university to begin moving forward with selecting a new nickname and mascot. And that, by the way, would be breaking state law, which doesn't allow a new one to be adopted until January 2015. President Kelly did say, depending on the legality of when the school can begin working with the community to find a new nickname, he isn't opposed to starting the search as soon as possible. When it comes to the Fighting Sioux clothing and other gear, Kelly said he would never censor what students could wear on campus, saying, quote, my dad was a librarian and my dad taught me at a very early age about the dangers of censorship. I don't want to tell you what to read. I don't want to choose books for you, nor will I tell you what to wear. UND no longer allows Fighting Sioux merchandise to be made, but many people still have them and stores that stocked up earlier still sell them. How's that for silly, folks? We're getting a little out of hand here, aren't we? I want your reaction to that. Also, NDSU faculty are raising concerns about an oath. The Faculty Senate passed a pair of resolutions last week raising issue with the state's requirement that faculty members sign an oath to uphold the state's constitution, including its definition of marriage as between a man and a woman. Should NDSU faculty be required to sign an oath to uphold the state's constitution? What do you think about that? Faculty controversy over that. All right. I want your take on those issues and any others on your mind today. And what's on your mind? Ed in Bismarck has an issue about college students on his mind, but it's a different one than one we've talked about here. Ed, tell us what article you're talking about here.
Hi, Scott. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm great. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm hanging in there as good as I can. You know, the reason I'm calling, I read an article in the Bismarck Tribune yesterday where Democrats are putting out articles to go to these college campuses and give them all the tools they need to vote Democrat. Now, I'm wondering what kind of tools they're talking about. Probably voter fraud, what the Democrats are real great for. And I want every college kid listening and some of their parents, I want them to listen and listen fast. All these states that are controlled from the Democrats, from governor on down, legislation and all, these college kids get out of college and there are no jobs to be found. And you college kids listening, if that's what you want in North Dakota, graduate from college here and not find a job, well, you go right on ahead and vote Democrat if that's what you choose to do. And another thing, these Democrats, where they won back in now, always say, well, we need to vote more Democrats into legislation and that. You college kids may not be able to remember that some of you weren't even born yet. I was around when legislation from the whole state, from governorship on down, was controlled from the Democrats, and they failed miserably to bring the state out of the red. And once they couldn't bring it out, all they could do is start raising taxes from Governor George Center on down. He's the one that put on taxes when you went out to the restaurants and ate. And the people of North Dakota seen that they failed very miserably, that they couldn't control the state, and that's when the people of North Dakota finally woke up and voted them back out. And now that there's plenty of money laying around again that they know they can play with, now they won't bag in. So I say no, let's vote more of them back out. We do not need them back in there to ruin the country again. And a lot of them are saying, oh, well, back at that time there was the oil revenue wasn't. And the reason there wasn't no oil revenue there, they had these oil companies already planned to tax before they even come in, and the oil companies refused to come in. And that's what happened back then. And our Republican Party better wake up the leadership fast and start refuting some of this here with these college kids. Get in these college campuses and tell these college kids why not to vote Democrat. The facts and numbers are there. We do not need them back in there. We've seen what happened before, and we do not need to see it again.
I think they ought to put you to work as a spokesperson on those campuses. And maybe and the article you're talking about, by the way, was a story yesterday that the University Democrats of North Dakota said they want to provide students with the tools necessary to lead Democrats to victory in North Dakota, chartering a new statewide group to connect young Democrats. That's the article that was in the Bismarck Tribune yesterday that Ed's talking about. Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate your comments and your passion, my good man. Mark in Fairview, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Print t-shirts and You know, was it stupid? Yeah, it was a stupid thing to do. It was thoughtless. You know, but what you expect from college students. You know, it's just people that are out there just looking to whine and complain about everything and can't wait to have something that offends them so they can try to run everybody else's life. You know, what's next? Are we going to have the thought police? Are we going to have the T-shirt police? You know, how far is this going to go? Keep the name, keep the logo, get the Ten Commandments back in school. Let's get this country turned around. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 to weigh in. Yeah, let's get the apparel police going. In fact, Todd, is your profile picture still that picture of a T-shirt? I'm offended because I'm almost 50. And better tell people what your T-shirt says on your profile. It's a classic.
I don't need Google. My wife knows everything. And by the way, that was the T-shirt to wear to fly through TSA on the vacation.
That was
they
a
look,
classic.
They smile. They go, "Come on through." What the?
I was talking about the one that's your profile picture where it says, "Looks 22, feels 18,
oh,
acts
one.
10." That makes me 50.
That one. Oh yeah, that one's the one that's up right now. You're right. I forgot to change the profile. Well, yeah, I'm 50, and that's how you get the math.
The T-shirt police are coming for you, Mark in Fairview. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Good morning. I'm now about 10 miles north of Fairview, but the last caller was right on. Thank goodness for him. This thing about the gal graduating and she's ashamed to be graduating from North Dakota.
Yeah.
If she's graduating this year, I mean, she's been there for 4 years. So she started in 2010, 2 years before the NCAA, et cetera, et cetera. She went to that school knowing what their mascot was. Now, since she's graduating, she wants to complain? That's rather ridiculous. Secondly, you have your trooper talk on it. The last time I heard... in a large SUV or a pickup truck, watching them for a couple of blocks to see if they were texting, because if they were, that was distracted driving. If you're driving next to somebody for two blocks, watching what they're doing in their vehicle, who's the distracted driver?
Well, I think most of the, at least the extra enforcement on texting and driving, they're stationary, aren't they?
No, he said we followed him for a couple of blocks in a large pickup truck or a large SUV and watch what they're doing.
Yeah, I think that might have been a Bismarck police officer because they did that extra enforcement. We had them on when that was on. I'm not sure it was Highway Patrol, but I take your point. I mean, how do you enforce it without yourself being a distracted driver? And I guess that's why they're a well-trained professional, right? But what would you like me to ask?
Professional. Now we have to fall back on that. We can do it. We know how. You don't.
What's your take?
We're special.
I mean, is your point that there ought not be a law against singling out texting and driving?
I don't know if there is a law against that. Is there?
Yeah, there's a law against distracted driving, period. Then there's also specifically now a law of texting and driving that is new after the last legislative session. I think that's a statewide law, isn't it? I can't remember if that was local ordinances that did that, or I think it's statewide now as well.
I'm from Montana, and it's a local ordinance here. At any rate, once again, we have the government saying, we know how, you don't know how, we're the elitists, we're special, you're not. And I'm offended by that. Now, that's what I'm offended at. So I get a chance to be offended, too.
Yeah, let's all be offended together, shall we?
There you go.
Yeah. All right, Mark. Appreciate the call. Thanks for telling us what's in your mind today. And we'll raise the question of how, with the trooper, next hour, about how they go about enforcing the law without being distracted themselves. All right. Another call waiting here.
I'd say let's keep the fighting Sioux name. Just still a Petzl O and have a train on there for a mascot. Fighting Sioux, that's all we need. Thanks.
A little railroad history.
Didn't think about that one. Fighting S-O-O. There you go.
History around here. That would work, wouldn't it?
Scott, we could put that to a vote. Would you want Fighting Sioux, S-O-O with the train, or Fighting Sioux, S-U-E with New Salem Sioux on it?
Oh, boy. the choices we have in front of us. Here's a caller that refers to themselves as disgusted in Bismarck. You're up on what's on your mind. Why are you disgusted?
Well, here's my reason why I'm disgusted. Saturday night, I was down at what's called the desert, where everybody rides their motorcycles and has a good time and stuff. But the bad thing about it, you know, is everybody's leaving their garbage down there and having a good time. And all that ends up in the river. And I think, you know, the guys that are going to suffer is the guys that are fishing or that aren't doing the wrong thing. I think they should close it maybe for a year or two. And maybe people get the, you know, get the message, hey, we're not going to deal with it anymore. There's signs down there that says no glass bottles. There's people down there with glass bottles. The sheriff's down there, but there's only so many guys down there that can control it. And the idiot that was throwing bottles, glass bottles at the geese that were floating by. I wish I would have had a camera to record this and turn the guy in, but people are just idiots down there, and I think they should just close it, and maybe people will, like I said, maybe get the message and wake up.
Yeah, too bad. Just common sense says, you know, clean up after yourself at a bare minimum there. Appreciate the call. Sorry you're disgusted in Bismarck. Dennis in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. Hey, just wanted to respond to the fellow that thought that the troopers or police shouldn't watch drivers. Isn't that a big part of their job? I mean, whether they're weaving all over the road or whether they're speeding or whatever they're doing, I thought that was their job, was to kind of observe drivers and give tickets as needed.
Yeah, I think he was specifically talking about something he says he heard when we were discussing the Bismarck extra enforcement on texting and driving, where I didn't recall this, but evidently the law enforcement officer said that they have a SUV unmarked vehicle, you know, tracking along with other motorists, seeing whether or not they're using their, you know, their mobile device.
Yeah, I don't see that would hinder their driving capabilities to do that.
Well, at least their eye would be on the road still, right? I mean, you're kind of, it's kind of like, you know, watching. It is different, I think, than looking down into a phone. I think that's a fair point, Dennis. Appreciate the call. Brian Jamestown, quickly, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just driving down 94 here, and when you're talking about the Fighting Sioux debacle, I was behind a vehicle with a big decal on the back of their window. Isn't it funny that when these people go out and protest this type of stuff, that they're using means like social media and stuff to recruit people to come out and protest with them? So that's just kind of my thoughts on this is, you know, nowadays when social media is so relevant to anything from where you work to what you do in your personal life, people ought to be a lot more careful what they're posting on social media websites. And, you know, isn't it just kind of odd that people would go out and recruit people to be mad at another set of people? You know what I mean? You're looking for a fight. The fight isn't really there. They're going out and looking for it.
So. Well, that's what's kind of sad. I think this whole ordeal is really caused by a small group of folks who just like to perpetuate this victimhood thing, you know, which really does nobody any good. Brian, appreciate the call. Thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hosting this week's Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, WBPCND.org has the full agenda for things that kick off tomorrow, and they start with free Bakken information sessions at the Ramcota tomorrow. A couple of those and some great experts, Kathy Ness at Nessa Consulting and Ron Ness, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and others as well. Those are really worthwhile if you get a chance to take those in. Really encourage you to do it. And to find out more about the 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, the move towards 1 million barrels per day, and all the other things happening in the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, Mayor Ward Kozer going to join us in just a moment about an issue before the Williston city officials about high rents there. But first, Cheryl and Bismarck wanted to weigh in on a caller that called in earlier on all the garbage out there. He was talking specifically about an area in Bismarck. But, Cheryl, what's on your mind?
Well, I know it sounds crazy, and he kind of made me think about it, but I've driven quite a lot on Interstate 94, and I just, we used to drive, and it was pretty clean and nice. It is just a garbage can. It really is. Those white bags from wherever, the plastic white bags are everywhere. And it's almost overwhelming to look at some of the garbage. It's like, well, even if you started picking it up, holy cow, it would take a bit. But I know it's just trivial and not really that important, but in a way it is. It's just, it's kind of disgusting to look out and see it all.
Well, and I think probably the wind's the biggest culprit, right? I mean, it's the plane, so it's blowing around. I know a lot of folks talk about the oil patch. Oh, it's so messy, it's dirty, there's garbage everywhere. Look, there's Fargo, same thing. You can go around about any construction site and just see all kinds of stuff. And again, to the extent people litter or are reckless with their garbage, that's ridiculous, right? Nobody condones that. And there's a lot of pick up the patch efforts and things that are going on to deal with it. But I think there's also just a case of a lot, when you have a lot of construction happening and things happening, and there's going to be those materials, and also just somebody that puts out their garbage and, garbage can tips over, and, the wind can be blamed there, so I don't know that. But
there really is a lot of it. I mean, I don't know. I thought there's really a lot of wind. And then I was up driving, by Walmart up north there, and, kind of behind there, Dunn Brothers, McKinsey River, way north. There's garbage. It looks almost like snow. There's so much garbage. It's just crazy. And but there is a lot of construction up there. The new schools, all of the new building. That's true.
Yeah. And that's hard to control in those areas, but I hear you. I mean, I'm not denying it's there. I'm just saying I think it's A, a sign of progress, and B, a sign of where we live, that it gets blown on pretty easy. But to the extent anybody's contributing to it, they ought to be stopped and ought to wake up. My number one pet peeve is people flicking cigarettes, lit cigarettes out windows. I mean, it's just disgusting. I want to, like, I have an overwhelming urge to go up to them and just go, really? You know, give them that look, or really? Come on, I mean, where your ashtray now, you know?
It can be pretty dry, and it's actually, it could be pretty
dangerous.
But
all right,
I just
want
to say, on a lighter note, I am so excited for the energy conference here in Bismarck. Oh, yes, very excited.
Bringing a lot of folks to town and a lot of good things happening. And hope you get a chance to take it all in. Thanks, Cheryl. Appreciate the call. Our next guest is the mayor of Williston, Ward Kozer. And Williston is often in the news and has been of late, too, about the oil boom and what that means for folks that rent property. And some of those folks have brought concerns directly to the Williston Commission, rather. And we wanted to talk a little bit about it today on the program with the good mayor of Williston. Mayor Kozer, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well. And yourself?
I bet it was refreshing for you to hear Cheryl there complain about the garbage in Bismarck rather than hearing from one of your constituents, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it is true. You know, we've certainly had ours. We had a great pickup to patch a couple weeks ago. I think we had about 700-800 people out, a lot of them oil field workers cleaning up, and they did a marvelous job. It's just, it's like she said, though, you wish it could stay clean. And like you said, Scott, a lot of it comes from construction. Some of it comes from just carelessness. People will throw the garbage bag in the back of the pickup and then drive down the road and it blows out. And we all need to be more careful about that.
Absolutely. But it is not just I think the patch gets a bad rap sometimes. They think, oh, garbage everywhere, the traffic. I mean, really, you can find about every corner of North Dakota. We're busy. There's a lot going on. And with that comes some of those things that are tough. But I love those pickup the patch efforts. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're great.
So let's talk a little bit about you know, I guess there was a survey that came out by Apartment Guide earlier this year that said Williston had the highest rent in the nation, and so there's been a lot of focus on that. And now you've had, you know, continually, I guess, some folks locally that have said we've got to do something. The latest being a group of folks before the Fargo City Commission, I keep saying Fargo, Williston City Commission. What do you plan on doing?
It certainly is a problem, and we agree with them. You know, when that study came out, or survey came out, said that we're the highest. We had some questions about how they surveyed that. I'm not sure we're quite as high as they said, but it probably is the highest in the country. We know it's high. And basically what happened recently is we had another trailer park that got sold to a company out of Arizona. What they did then is they raised their rents from $350 a month to, I think it was $750 or $850 a month. Just devastating to the people in there. And it's not like there are other trailer parks with openings where people can move. And so it creates a real issue. We certainly understand that. We empathize with them. We're trying. And, you know, at the last commission meeting, the commission passed action to actually even ask the attorney general. And the way the letter was worded, it said, what can be done within legal parameters of North Dakota law to help with the overwhelmingly high rent and housing market in Williston and other communities affected by this problem. We were, in one sense, like you said, we're grasping at straws, but I want everybody to know it's not like it goes unnoticed. It's a very painful situation.
You know, the case of the trailer park being sold, or the apartments that have been sold and gone up, there was a story about a 31-year-old woman from Williston, forced to move in with her grandmother in Montana after her apartment building was sold and the new owner increased the rent. She was paying $550 a month for a one-bedroom apartment in the Park Village Apartments in Williston and went to $900. I would imagine the case of the trailer park and of the apartment building that the amount that those apartments and or land sold for were significantly more than the people that had it previously.
Yeah.
Therefore, obviously, they have to charge more rent to be able to, have it pencil out. I mean, this is just the market and a matter of supply and demand. This isn't a matter of anything other than, I mean, is it gouging or is it the market?
Well, it's hard to comment on that. It's the market. I mean, it's a supply and demand issue. We've always felt that. And so as a commission, we've tried to encourage building and development and try to get the infrastructure in place so that builders could build and whatever. In a case like with this trailer park, I suspect that they paid enough for this, that this is what they need to make it pan out. But there have been some cases where I just, be honest with you, I feel there's been gouging. It's one of those things, because we can, we will. charge whatever we want, and that's very disappointing to me. Now, I need to say, Scott, there are some landlords who are still very reasonable who haven't fallen to this, to the prey of greed, you know, and are very conscientious and reasonable. We don't hear about them very often. I just want to put in a plug for them because we really appreciate those who have held the line. They may have had moderate increases, but they haven't, you know, done this doubling and tripling of rents like we see in a few cases.
Yeah, and, you know, to me, anybody that is quote-unquote gouging, it's going to come around, right? I mean, once the supply catches up with the demand, they're probably going to have an empty building.
They will, and you know what? I'll probably smile when I see that happen.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody is literally taking advantage of the situation, to me, that ultimately is going to come around. I understand that the commission has voted now to seek the opinion of the Attorney General, Wayne Stengem, on legal options.
And that's what we've done. We don't know that he has an answer for us, but we felt all along the state needs to help us with this situation. It's something that we're bearing the brunt of because of where we're located, and you know, we're happy to bear that brunt, but we need support and help with that. We've talked to the Housing Authority on different occasions, and they certainly try to be helpful, but it seems like there's just not enough money to go around, or it falls through the cracks, or people don't qualify, or whatever the case might be. And so the decision was made to, let's say, okay, Attorney General, you're saying that, you know, we can't fix the prices of rents. But what can we do? Is there anything that we can do as a city that would keep people from seeing such tremendous increases in their rents?
So any legal options that you're hoping become available? I mean, is there a wish list of legal options here?
No, I don't know that we've gotten there. Even if you talk about setting the price of rent, and not long. There would be a real aversion to that, I guess. In Williston, there's a lot of free enterprise thinkers and people saying, you know, the market needs to take care of this problem. And yet, we just wish there was a way that people would be a little more reasonable. And I think one bright light at the end of the tunnel is we're starting in the apartments to start to see a little bit of downward pressure on that pricing. We have a lot of apartments come online in the last few years. We have a lot more going to be coming online this year. You know, and so we've seen a few cases where rents actually are coming down a little bit, but we have a long ways to go. The challenge is, Scott, when you're the fastest growing micropolitan city, you know, you're growing at that 8% and 10% a year. It's just very, very difficult to get the infrastructure in place, to get the apartments built, the homes built, and whatever that people need. And then keep in mind, a lot of the people coming here, come here down on their luck. And so they don't have the money for a down payment on a new home, or they don't have good credit, you know, so they get forced into an apartment. They could many times make a house payment for less than their apartment rent would be, but they don't qualify to buy a home.
How about low-income housing? Obviously, anybody that's on a fixed income or is a low-income, you know, you're concerned about them in this case. Is there enough increase in low-income housing in the pipeline to accommodate catching up as well?
No, you know, we're working on it, and boy, the city, anytime we see anybody who is at all interested in that, we sure work with them. Lutheran Social Services right now is completing a project that helps. Every little project helps, but we're in short supply, especially on senior citizens' income-based housing is where we're really in short supply. You know, the program that the state had where you could give your state income tax to them and they would come back with grants to help with that certainly was a positive, and yet the state ran out of money real quickly on that, and more needed to be probably addressed there. But the city, anything we can do to help with that income-based affordable housing, especially for senior citizens, that's the group, Scott, that's really been hit the hardest. There's no
absolutely, yeah. Hang on a second, if you would, Mayor. We'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break. Any questions for Williston Mayor Ward Kozer, welcome. 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news.
Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit Nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Top of the hour, continuing our conversation with Williston Mayor Ward Kozer. If you have a question or comment for him, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. He'll be here for a couple more minutes. Before the break, you were talking about seniors being the folks you worry about the most. And obviously folks on fixed income. And are seniors eligible for low-income housing? Would they would be, wouldn't they, if their
right.
income...
Right. In most cases, it depends on their income and their assets and things like that, but they many times are, and like I say, we've really tried to focus on getting any developers we can that address that particular issue. But it's the challenge you have when you're able to build an apartment complex and just do market rate because there's demand there. That's kind of where the developers tend to want to go, because they're saying, hey, you know, why do we go through all the paperwork and jump through the hoops and whatever to do it market rate, I think. And so they just, they do it market rate instead of income-based. So it creates a problem. It's just, it really comes down, though, you know, to the supply and demand. And like I say, we just, that's why the city really works hard to try to encourage developers and work with developers and facilitate them. And with the timing and everything, we really believe, the more housing that we can build here, the better off we're going to be.
Here's a call that came in off air during the break with a comment about this.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. It's Archie here from Valley City. I just got to make a comment on the landlord issue out there in the oil patch. And I've got to put a plug in there for my wife's grandparents. They are ranchers out in the Glendive area of Montana. And just hardworking folk. You know, and as ranchers, until recently, your cow prices are down. They don't make... millions of money, not making money hand over fist, and they don't have any oil rights, any mineral rights on their land either. But that being said, they have a house that they have used as a rental for years, and it's a 3 or 4 bedroom house. It's, not brand new, but not a bad little place. So they are charging for a family that moved out from Pennsylvania, trying to get a start out here and make some money in the patch. And I think they're renting that for $350 a month, They said, that's what it's always been, that's what's fair, and whether they're gouging people in the oil patch, they weren't going to have anything to do with it. So, God bless the greatest generation, because that's what they're from.
Yeah.
Same old philosophy that generation always had is, not to, just to help out the nation, not to help out themselves. All right, thank you very much.
RG and Valley City with a neat story there. I mean, we hear the stories of, this company from Arizona bought this, and now the price goes to that. But there's also a lot of folks that are being good neighbors, aren't there?
There really are, and that's why we just want to make sure we don't forget those people and say thanks, for holding the line. They certainly have had the opportunity to raise it. But it's just you have opportunities here, and so these companies – look at a trailer park and say, hey, I think we can get $800 a month for a trailer, and so we'll buy this, and that's free enterprise. That's what America's all about. But we just wish that they would consider the people that they're impacting.
Another call here for Mayor Kozer with us on What's on Your Mind today, talking a little bit about an issue that's become, it's been in the news a lot, and certainly also before the City Commission recently, to the point where they've requested the Attorney General, Wayne Stengel, provide them some legal options on what they can do about it. Betty in Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Betty.
I am calling as a senior citizen who chooses to smoke. How can you find a place to live in Bismarck?
I don't know if Mayor...
I'll listen.
I don't know if Mayor Kozer can help you there. Maybe in Williston he could, but I don't know about Bismarck. But we'll see if anybody... You want senior housing where you can smoke. That's Betty's request for anybody in Bismarck. So keep listening. If anybody calls, we'll let you know, okay? Jack in Grand Forks for Mayor Kozer. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, we've done a lot of work out in Williston, and yes, the rents are high, but the problem is to get enough developers or money behind you to actually get more apartments and housing started. And as far as the low-income housing, I think you could talk to every city in North Dakota, and they're all having trouble with low-income housing.
Well, I think fair point on the second one, for sure. That's, you're seeing a demand for it everywhere. How about on the first one? Do you hear developers having trouble getting access to capital to build you need there?
We certainly do. I mean, it's an expensive place to build. First of all, land is very expensive. Construction costs are very expensive. Access to capital, and even the capital is expensive. You would think, with interest rates as low as they are, that wouldn't be an issue, but we hear from developers and those in the know that money is expensive to do these projects. Many times they're seen as a little higher risk than other projects, and so the guy loaning the money wants to make sure that he gets a good return quickly, and so there's a combination of factors that are driving up this pricing, and I guess we just try to address as many of them as we can.
Given the demand, I don't know why you can't finance housing in Williston like you can in Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, wherever. That's one issue that is perplexing to me, because a lot of these folks that do get access to the capital get a requirement from the lender that the payback come quicker. And, you know, that's, again, adding to the price. So there are a lot of factors here at work. Mayor, thanks for the update. Good luck working through it. You're a good leader. We know you're on the job. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Williston Mayor Ward Kozer. Trooper Talk when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.